Good morning. Thank you for joining the daily radio program presented by the Oakland Church of Christ. My name is Lonnie Corley, and we are continuing with our studies this week on some obscure Bible characters. This morning, I would like to share with you a story about a man who lived in the time of King David. His name is Ittai the Gittite. The setting of this particular story was a time later in David's reign when one of his sons, Absalom, rebelled against his father and organized a coup to overthrow the kingdom. Absalom had been working for some time to gain the favor of many of the people, and when he had a large enough following, he went to the city of Hebron and conspired to kill David and overthrow the kingdom. When David heard of the conspiracy and that Absalom had a sizable following, he fled from Jerusalem with his household staff and servants, as well as with many who were loyal to him. Among those who chose to go with King David was a man named Ittai. He is referred to as a Gittite because he was from the city of Gath, which was a Philistine city. Ittai was a foreigner who had just come into Jerusalem as an exile and had 600 men with him. Listen to what David said to Ittai when he expressed his desire to flee with King David. This is found in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 19 and 20. It says, "Then the king said to Ittai the Gittite, 'Why will you also go with us? Return and remain with the king, for you are a foreigner and also an exile. Return to your own place. You came only yesterday, and shall I today make you wander with us while we go where I will? Return and take back your brothers. Mercy and truth be with you.'" So David urged Ittai and his men not to go on the run with him, since he had only just arrived in Israel. Listen to Ittai's response to King David in this same passage in verses 21 and 22. "But Ittai answered the king and said, 'As the Lord lives, and as my lord the king lives, surely wherever my lord the king may be, whether for death or for life, there also your servant will be.' Therefore David said to Ittai, 'Go and pass over.' So Ittai the Gittite passed over with all his men and all his little ones who were with him." Ittai, though a foreigner from an enemy nation, obviously had a high respect for King David and for God. No doubt this is why he had relocated from his homeland to Israel. Ittai's loyalty to the king is demonstrated here, and we see that that loyalty continued. Ittai was established as one of King David's military leaders. In 2 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 and 2, the scripture says, "Then David numbered the people who were with him and set over them commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds. David sent the people out, one-third under the command of Joab, one-third under the command of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and one-third under the command of Ittai the Gittite. And the king said to the people, 'I myself will surely go out with you also.'" So one-third of David's army at this time was entrusted to the leadership of Ittai. Proverbs 20 and verse 6 says, "Many a man proclaims his own loyalty, but who can find a trustworthy man?" Ittai showed himself to be a trustworthy man and put his life on the line for the king. As Christians, we should be loyal to our king, Jesus. Often, loyalty to Christ diminishes when circumstances change. Ittai's circumstances changed immediately after he came to Israel, but he is an example of what true loyalty is all about. John 15 and verse 13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." This is exactly what Jesus did for us. Should we not in return show true loyalty to him? Thank you for listening this morning. Tomorrow, we will talk about a man who trusted in the providence of God to bring about the salvation of his people. I hope that you have a blessed day.